The Lamb, the Lamb, O Father, where's the sacrifice? Faith sees, believes. God will provide the Lamb of price. In the name of Jesus, amen. When it comes to faith seeking understanding, we do so much better after the fact. When God intervenes and we realize he wasn't really going to let Abraham go through with it, when they see the ram caught in the thicket. But when we're in the thick of it, we do so much better with just faith. In either case, we do well, very well, to let God be, well, God. Just God, and he does that very well indeed. Or does he? I mean, what's he really trying to do here with poor Abraham? Don't you see, God? Don't you get it? Why put him to the test again? Yet again, hadn't he proven himself to you time and time again after all he has been through, leaving his land and his people and the house of his father to go to a land that you would show him? All that blessed to be a blessing stuff. How was that working out? A famine in the land, off to Egypt, made a mess of that, back to the Negev, then came the Lot thing. Had to bail him out, and he went off to Sodom and Gomorrah. That didn't really turn out all that well either. Oh, to be sure, Abraham was a fairly rich man. That's a theme in these chapters, too. It's almost as though he has the Midas touch. But that's not really what this is about. It was about the son. An heir, the son of the promise. Every time, God, you bring Abraham back to the promise, it was about the son being a great people, the next generation, and the next, and the next. Look at the stars, if you can count them, like the sands on the shore of the sea. So shall your offspring be. And Abram believed God, and that was counted as righteousness. He had faith. He trusted you, God. So why this test? Why this text? Don't you see? Don't you get it? He had the faith, but where's the understanding? He trusted you before he had the son. Oh, you took the long way around to get there, just to get to the son. It's been 10 chapters since the first promise, and Sarah's going to die in the next one, so we're not going to get a second son. We've tried Eliezer, there was Hagar and Ishmael, then came that laughable promise to Sarah. And then came Yitzchak. He laughs. And Sarah laughed, a different laugh. But now this, take your son, your only son, whom you love, and go to the mountain of Moriah, and there offer him up as a sacrifice. Look, God, Abraham had proved his faith with or without understanding. He trusted you before he had the son. Now he has to trust you after he has the son. When is enough faith? Enough faith. Did you ever think what would happen if Abraham had just kind of said, nah, this isn't going to work, God. I don't trust you on this one. Couldn't do that, could he? Yes, the story is about Abraham and faith and a testing a proving and, as always, improving of our faith. It is perhaps the most poignant, profound, and literally painstakingly told narratives in all of Scripture. This Via Dolorosa of a father and his son. The verbs work in triplets until they get to the point of sacrifice, and then there's a string of seven of them. But on the way, lots of threes. They even get there on the third day, and then it's just the two of them. Or are there three? The narrative is interrupted by the dialogue, strikingly so. The fire and the wood. That's two. Where is the lamb? God will see. For himself comes the answer. You'll excuse a reference to the Hebrew text, which I think is allowed in this congregation, but the translations, I think, miss the point here, and it may be the point. The name of the place is Moriah. Is that from Yara to teach, Yara to fear, or Ra'ah to see? The end of the story is clear. God says that now he knows that Abraham fears God in not withholding even his son, but then they see the ram. And Abraham calls the name of the place Yahweh Yireh. Yahweh will see. For on the mountain of Yahweh it will be seen. This is always translated provide. God will provide. But Ra'ah doesn't mean provide. Even in, as in, see to it. Which is the way I think we get around the problem. But Ra'ah doesn't mean see to it, it means see. Dear friends in Christ, don't you see? Even when we don't understand, don't you see? This story is about Abraham, but only secondarily, the story is about God. It's his narrative, his story, his promise, his son, his sacrifice, his seeing. So much more than we can see. And even our eyes of faith and trust can only see by faith what God gives us to see, which is often unseen to human eyes. Jesus said it a week ago with a man born blind, didn't he? You were blind, now you see, and those who see are really blind. And you see, faith is not about our sight, but about God's vision. His sight and his seeing. And trust is not about us, but about God. It's not about our testing or worthiness in trusting, but about God's trustworthiness. He sees. He knows. Yes, he provides the Lamb. And we receive his gifts and his blessing. We even get to be part of the story. But only secondarily, our story becomes God's story. His story becomes our story. The Word was made flesh and took on our story. His story, ours. Our story, his. Christ in us, the body of Christ, the masks of God into all the world. Yes, God says to Abraham, because you have not withheld your son, your descendants will be as the stars in the sky and the sand on the shore. But that was hardly Abraham's doing. It wasn't caused by his faith or his proving his faith. God had told him back at the beginning to leave his past and go to the land that he would show him. What a wonderful hifil that I will cause you to see. We see because God gives us the sight. God saw the land long before Abraham did. God saw the ram and the lamb long before Abraham did. God saw the Son, the only Son, long before and long after Abraham did. And so the story moves on. We know how it ends, but it's still going on. His song prolongs. It is finished. Then comes Easter. He sighs. He dies. He rose. He rose. My heart with thanks now overflows. The lamb that was slain has begun his reign. The lamb is reigning on his throne. We have seen the end, but it is only the beginning. Every day we begin anew. Every Lent and Easter, the story is new. We see it. We get it. We are part of it. Every Wednesday and on Sunday, too, we celebrate anew the Lamb given and shed for the forgiveness of sins. The fire and the wood. Where is the sacrifice? Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Amen.